32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Thanks once again for joining us on 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and it's been a great privilege recently to be in the training camp in Dullstrom of Colonel Coach John Amlitz, who's had the last two men's champions, and Anne Ashworth from Born to Run, who are a partner of 32GI. They do sponsor products for their elite club, and she has been training with John. She's after a very impressive comrades run, a gold medal, which is a very, very difficult thing to attain. And it's a great pleasure now to welcome her onto the podcast. And thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me. Thanks for coming through to Dullstrom.
Tell me about Dullstrom. Tell me about high altitude. I mean, I know you talk about having not done much mileage or done. I mean, for most people, it's quite a bit of mileage. But this year has been a bit of a game changer.
Yeah, John runs an 8-week camp sort of from just before Easter to comrades. And during those 8 weeks, you are expected to live and train exclusively in Dullstrom. Unfortunately, I couldn't make the full 8 weeks. I've just been able to come in for 3 weeks and weekends. But training at altitude is over 2,000 meters, which is not that much higher than Johannesburg. But the benefit of being out here is that you don't have to deal with the traffic. You don't have to deal with work. You don't have to deal with all the outside distractions, and you get long open stretches of road where you can test your hill strength and you can test, you know, sort of simulated race conditions. And that's a huge bonus to be out here.
Looking towards comrades 2017, the gold is that gold, but, you know, that race day, anything can happen. But you feeling like your training's there?
I'm feeling more confident than I have in the past, just because I feel that I might actually get to race day feeling like I've prepared for it. Whereas usually I'm like, oh heavens, what's going to happen today? So you know, you can never tell what's going to happen on race day, and maybe you have a complete mare and the wheels fall off and you just have to deal with that. But I'm really hoping that I've put in significant hours this year, and hopefully, you know, things come right for me. And if I can finish strongly and I can, you know, not have to stop and have walk breaks, and if I can just you know, just hold an even pace throughout the race, I'll be very happy with that.
And training is one thing, nutrition is the other. What adaptations have you done in the preparation this year for comrades?
So working as a lawyer, we tend to eat a lot of food on the run, drink far too much coffee, and sort of go from sugar high to sugar high. And this year I've really tried to cut out all the fat in my diet, cut out all the sugar in my diet, and basically just go back to whole foods. I'm sticking to a very high protein diet, but I do use a lot of supplements, just to supplement natural food. And it has definitely helped a lot, cut down on my coffee, etc. So the diet, I think, does play a massive role. And then using sort of the right supplements for the high intensity training and things like that is obviously vital.
Now, for elite athletes, you're doing a lot of running and a lot of training. And yes, diet's important, but you know, your immune systems are constantly taking a knock. How do you sort of combat that?
If you're taking a high protein diet, it seems to just sort of keep you a little bit stronger to withstand the training. But obviously we take things like a lot of vitamin C, a lot of omega-3s, but not omega-6, a lot of calcium, a lot of iron. And that really does keep us going. And then I know that a lot of athletes will have regular vitamin B injections, particularly now these last 3 weeks, as you get towards comrades. And if there's a sick person or someone sneezing anywhere near you, you tend to just excuse yourself and go somewhere else. So we do definitely avoid anyone who looks like they might have a sniff or a cold, especially at this stage. But you know, you also just have to live your life, and you know, hopefully none of us get sick.
And that's not just elites. That is for every single comrades runner. Avoid people who are sick. You don't want to ruin your race. Very close to comrades. Looking at race day, looking at the evening before, I mean, you'll already have that nutrition plan. Run us through some of your nutritional planning from sort of the evening before, morning of, and during the race this year.
So I think that the most important night to get your sleep is actually on the Friday night. So I sort of work backwards from then. So Friday night, I'll go to bed early and I'll stay in bed as long as I can on Saturday morning. And then that has knock-on effects. So I won't have breakfast, I'll have a late brunch. And then I won't have lunch, I'll sort of have afternoon tea, which will be my biggest meal. I'll probably look to eat at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon will be my big meal of the day on Saturday, and then a very light dinner on Saturday evening. And then getting up very early on Sunday to eat about 2 hours before the race. And all of those meals will be clean meals. So they will be sugar-free, fat-free, high protein with some carbs. But you know, we don't really carbo load anymore. In the past, there was a lot of focus on athletes carbo loading. Most of us don't do that. You will increase your carbohydrate intake by a little bit, but not by a lot. So, you know, you basically are doing what you would do every day and maybe having an extra 2 slices of bread, for example.
You talk about cutting out the fat, but you're not cutting out all the fat. You're cutting out, in a sense, the bad fat.
Yeah, so there are some measurements. You know, when you're checking sort of ingredients, you would say, okay, well, I won't have more than 2 grams fat per 100 grams in a carbohydrate item, for example. So, for example, I can eat Woolworths pasta, but I can't eat Fatties and Moni's because Fatties and Moni's has 3 grams per 100 grams and not less than 2. So, I mean, it's silly little things like that, but I still cook with oil. There's not a chance I can get away with not cooking for oil, and I still, you know, have avocado and things like that. So it's not completely without oil, but we do try and keep it quite low.
And in terms of recovery, what's your sort of trick and how you're recovering from sessions? And I presume race day would be a similar recovery strategy.
So usually after any run, I will have a protein shake. And then usually, you know, within a short time thereafter, I would have a protein meal. So whether you're going to have scrambled eggs or whether you're going to have some grilled chicken breasts or something like that, then that's what I'll have. On race day, I really hope that I will have burned enough calories to eat whatever I want when I get to the finish. I feel like I'm definitely going to have a Steers burger waiting for me. But at Born to Run, we've got a tradition that when you finish a race, you've got to have a chocolate milk. And so I think we'll probably buy out whatever the closest Pick and Pay's chocolate milk supply is, and definitely planning on sitting down with the chocolate milk at the end of the race.
Well, Ross Trucker's perfect recovery.
Absolutely.
He loves his Steery Stumpies post-race. And thanks very much for chatting to us. All the best for Comrades. And we're looking forward to seeing how you go.
Great. Thanks very much. 32 GI.
Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32 GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.